You know, I want to talk to you about something this morning. Don't forget what God said. You know, people always want a new word. We don't need a new word from God. We've got all the word we need right here. You know, people always used to come up when I was traveling with Dad. Oh, Brother Hagin, you got a word for me. And he would... He had a word for him. He would say, yeah, the Bible. And they would be really disappointed. But one time, I guess I was between my freshman and sophomore year in Bible college, and I was traveling with him. We traveled all over the state of California that summer. And we were staying at this one church, and him and Mom had a little 27.5-foot trailer that they pulled all over the country. And I slept on the couch in the front. And they knock on the door about 2 o'clock in the morning, because we had it parked right there beside the church and had all the hookups there. And it was about 25 or 30 yards, and the pastor's house. And it was about 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning, knock on the front door, and I got up to see who it was. And the pastor said, Brother Hagin got an emergency phone call. And so Dad got up and went up there because he thought it might be some of the family calling about his mom, my grandmother. And when he got there, this person on the phone said, we were having a prayer meeting here in the house, a group of us, and we thought we'd call and see if you just had a word from the Lord for us. He said later, I had a word, but it wasn't from the Lord. But he didn't say anything. I don't know what he said. But that's how some people are, always want a word from the Lord when we've already got a word from the Lord. We just need to remember what he has already told us in the word. Now I want to look at Deuteronomy 8, 1 through 3. Be careful to obey all the commands I've given you today. Then you'll live and multiply, and you will enter and occupy the land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character, to find out whether or not you would stay, obey his commands. Yes, he humbled you by letting you go hungry, then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone, but rather by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Now here God is talking to the Israelites, and he told them to remember certain things. And number one, he said, follow my commands, or follow God's word might be another way to say it. And secondly, he said, don't forget that God was leading them. And number three, he said, don't forget that they were to live by God's word. Now we need to remember what the Lord has said and done for us. Now we sing a chorus around here sometimes called "Look What the Lord Has Done." Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Oh, I'm going to praise his name each day. He's just the same. Come and help me praise him. Look what the Lord has done. And all of you were probably saying that with me as I was saying it. So we need to remember what God has done in the past. We need to remember what God has done for us. But I want to take and look at these three things that God said to Israel. He said not to forget and obey. Be careful to obey all the commands I've given you. It's important that we keep learning the word every day, because there are many struggles that many people go through because they don't really know the word of God. You know, God's word will help us to walk the plan of God has for us, to walk the Christian life, to live the good life that we want to live. Knowing the word positions you to receive God's blessings. The more you know and remember from the word, the easier it is to obey the word of God. It says here, be careful, verse 1, be careful to obey all the commands. If we remember what God's word says, we can live the good life that God wants us to have. We will have increase in the blessings of God. We will possess all of the promises of God. The Israelites did not remember what God said that caused them to forget how God had blessed them. Now let's look at Numbers 11, 4 through 6 for just a moment. The foreign rabble that was traveling with the Israelites, see, they begin to pick up, as they're traveling, they begin to pick up people that traveled with them. With the Israelites, begin to crave the good things of Egypt. And the people of Israel also begin to complain. Oh, for some meat, they explained. We remember the fish we used to eat for free in Egypt. And we had all the cucumbers and melons and leeks and onions and garlic we wanted. But now our appetites are gone. All we see is this manna. Here, the Israelites are remembering the good food they had in heaven because they're now not enjoying the manna. They seem to forget the pain, the hardship, the working conditions, the cruelty of the Egyptians. They also forgot God's promise that he was promised to take care of them and even despise the manna that he was giving them. Now, I think we would refer to that as selective memory. They were only remembering what they wanted to remember. The Israelites were like some people today. They forgot what God said and only remember what didn't happen. All they remember is what went wrong, what they don't have. You know, it's so unfortunate. These people live at 125 East Regret Street. These kind of people, they regret the opportunities they miss. They regret the words they spoke. They regret that when they went a certain direction, they ended up in the wrong place at the wrong time. They regret they didn't listen and how much it cost them. Now, I've seen people like this. They have made a mess of their life. And now, regretfully, they don't believe anything. They don't even believe that God can help them again. They just sit around thinking about what didn't happen. And instead of remembering what God said in his word, he said, if you mess up, all you got to do is ask forgiveness, and I'll forgive you, and things will be all right. You can keep on going. We got to remember what God's word says in every situation that we find ourselves in and keep doing what the word of God says for us to do. Now, I realize that some people don't like this, but the word of God has told us that we have to endure. Anybody ever read that in there? If we obey God and follow the word, I don't care what happens, you will eventually get through the rough place and experience God's promises. We were talking about it. Never been a day, never been a moment when he wasn't there. Didn't we just sing that? Were you just mouthing words? Did you really believe what you said? Come on now. You know, sometimes we sing in songs and we're just saying the words. Are we really? Well, I better go on. You know, when we are faced with certain situations where it don't look like we're going to make it in our life, my life I'm talking about, my dad would say, just another opportunity to prove God's word works. That's one way to to look at a situation that you find yourself in. Hello, you there? I'm up here. You there? Now, we must not forget the second thing that he told them. He told them to obey all the commands. We got it. We need to obey the word. Now he said, don't forget that he was leading them. Remember how the Lord led you through the wilderness for 40 years. You know, remember when things don't go as planned or expected, that God is still there. He's still there helping us. I believe that God has a plan for each one of us. And Psalms 37:23 says, the Lord directs the step of the godly and he delights in every detail of their life. I believe that God has designed certain paths for all of us to travel. You know, when we see that God has led us, if we look back and see how he's led us, it can encourage us to continue to follow his lead. Now, you know, as I look back, I didn't understand a lot of things that happened where God was taking me and where I was and what I had to do. I didn't understand why. As I started my senior year in Bible college, I had to leave and go in the Army. I didn't understand a lot of things, but if I hadn't went through those things that I went through, I wouldn't be here doing this today. That's what I want you to get a hold of. You may not understand everything God is trying to lead you through, and you may say, man, this is rough, this is tough, but let me tell you what, if you go through it and learn there, you'll find out that what you learn there helps you somewhere else in life. What I learned in the military has helped me immensely. One of the things it's helped me with, because what I worked with is all that secret crypto stuff, top secret stuff. When I walked out of that place, I didn't even think about it or talk about it with anybody. So I can... I will leave as soon as I get through preaching here, go get something to eat, get on the plane, go to Alabama, Madison, Alabama, and be there preaching in a Living Faith conference. And I won't think about that office or anything else until I get back here on Saturday. So how can you do that? Well, I learned to do it with that, so I can do it with this. See, that was when I go back, other people, other part of our team, because we were 24 hours a day, you know, 3 8-hour shifts. There's four groups of us. One of us on a 72-hour break, and we just rotate. Didn't matter what. It would still be there when I got back. No use for me to think about it. Anyway. I'd go to prison if I said anything. Now, God leads us on paths. You know, he leads us on the path to know his word. He leads us on a path to get the world's thinking out of us and get his thinking in us. He leads us on a path of forgiveness and love. He leads us on a path of healing and health. He leads us on a path to humble us and teach us what we need to know to live the good life. You know, he leads us on a path of abundance. He leads us on a path of divine safety and protection. You know, he leads us sometimes to have the right connections with the right people to help us with what we need to know. Hello. You know, as we're running this campus and having to do repairs on all over this campus and everything, we pray, Craig, Lynette, Denise, and I will pray that God will bring the right connections across our path, whatever it is we need. Hello, come on. And you can do the same thing. Hello. God doesn't always lead us in a straight line, though. He's continually leading us toward his promises. And sometimes we have to walk through certain things, like I was talking about a while ago. We have to learn to believe God even when we don't understand it and don't realize really why we're having to do this. And we may be tempted to turn and do something else. And I've seen some people do that, and they never accomplish what God had for them, and they never fulfill their destiny. And not too long before Dad went home to be with the glory, we were talking about this with some people that we knew, and he said, I can show you exactly where they got off course. Now, they were still saved, they were still born again, but they didn't accomplish and they didn't live the good life that they would have if they would have stayed put where they were. But they said, I got to get out of here. Hello. I could meddle there a while, but I'm just going to go on. Okay. But you know what? We can always be confident of what Paul said in Philippians 1:6. God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it's finally finished on the day when Jesus Christ returns. That tells me that you and I will be under construction until Jesus comes. Huh? It says here, God, who began a good work within you, will continue his work until it's finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. That's when the work is finished. Or you go to heaven, what? And everybody is wondering why things are the way they are. Well, have you ever noticed when there's construction going on, there's obstacles and there's things that not really that much fun and so forth and so on. Hello? Come on. I mean, for what? 4 weeks? We could use the north lobby, but we couldn't go out. And that was an inconvenience. Hello? But now when you look up there now and see that pretty red roof that's not all blotchy and looks bad, it sure looks good, doesn't it? See, we got to realize that we, according to what this word says right here, we're under construction. I've been preaching for 67 years. I'm still under construction. Maybe if I keep going, I might make it one of these days. I might become a pretty good speaker. I don't know, but I'm going to keep trying because I'm under construction and God is leading. That's what you need to do with your life and realize whatever it is, God, you know, some people say, where you're at, what you're doing, God's got you there and he's helping you, and I got to go on because I'm running out of time. Okay. We must not forget that we are to live by the word of God. He said that he humbled them and so forth, and he said, rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. God wants us to depend upon his word for our life. It talked about here, when you read it, it talks about the feeding and the food and the manna and so forth. But he said, we live by every word. Now, the physical body lives by food that we take in. The spiritual man, the real man on the inside, he lives by the word of God. So if you're hungry spiritually, go read the word. If you're hungry naturally, go to your refrigerator and see what's in it. Or go to the pantry and see what's in it. Or go down the street to one of the restaurants. Hello. But whenever you're in need in the spiritual area, this is where you get your food. Hello, come on. That's what the Bible says. I didn't say it. God wants us to depend upon Him for our life. We can take from this and apply it over in the natural world and change things there too. Depending upon the Word enables us to make it through anything that we encounter. Sometimes the circumstances look bad and people begin to murmur and complain just like the Israelites did. But we have a choice. Hello. We can look at it and say, oh, what a struggle. And with regret, or we can look at it with thanksgiving and learn to live by standing on the Word. You know, sometimes we need to humble ourselves and quit trying to do it on our own. There's none of us that's got to where we are today on our own, spiritually or naturally. Even in the natural, God has helped you somewhere, sometime, to accomplish some other people have helped you to accomplish, is what I started to say, okay? You know, it's not our efforts. It's God's word that we live by. You know, we have so much. We should be so thankful. The Word of God tells us that He's faithful. He provides. He protects. And He's given us His promises, His provision, His peace, His presence, His power, His protection. And I can declare to you with confidence, by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord, we will be blessed and live the good life. There is a walk by faith in the promises of God. That's where we declare and say, I believe God. And that settles it. Paul said it with confidence when he was in the middle of the worst storm that he had ever been in on the sea. And he says, I believe God even as He told me. Now, I believe God even as He's told me. How many of you got a Bible or your device with your Bible? Hold it up. Can you say with confidence, I believe what God told me, and that settles it. Exclamation point. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. You know, we need to decide. Are we going to believe what God said or what somebody else said? Isn't it funny how we can believe things that people tell us, and yet it hasn't even happened yet. But you go expecting it. People get a raise at the job and say, next month you will see a certain increase in your paycheck. They go home and tell the family. So the family, they go out and they purchase something that they've been wanting on the word of their employer. And yet God tells us something right here in His word, And we stand around saying, well, I don't know. I don't know what we can. Hello now, come on. Don't look at me like that in that tone of voice. You know exactly what I'm talking about. We need to continually believe that God is leading us, even when we don't understand it. We need to believe and declare the word will never fail. See, we must remember, if God said it and he ever did it, he'll do it again. If he did it in the word, he'll do it again today. There's a song that singers of band used to sing, he'll do it again. If you just take a look at where you are now and where you've been, hasn't he always come through for you? He's the same God as then. You may not know how, you may not know when, but he'll do it again. Come on now. I may not understand everything, but I know what the word says, and he'll do it again. And that's what I'm going to believe, and that's what I'm going to walk with. That's what I'm going to talk about. I'm not going to talk about how bad it is. I'm going to talk about how good it is, because God said it was good. You can talk about the bad if you want to. You can talk about this, that, and the other, but I'm going to talk about the word. The word says that I'm going to have life and have it more abundantly. The word says that I'm protected and I'm going to be taken care of. The word says that he's going to provide for me no matter what I see, what I feel, or anything else. I believe God. We may not know exactly how it's going to happen. We may not know exactly when it's going to happen, but I'm keep believing God. Somebody say, well, it hadn't happened yet. I don't care it hadn't happened yet. I'm believing God. I'm going to keep, but God said it, I believe it. Come on. You don't have to be afraid of the future or what might happen. He's going to be there with you. And, you know, it said, you got through it. The song said you were thrown in the water, but you didn't drown. Hello. I didn't even know they were going to sing that song, but it fits in my message good. It says they were in the fire, but he was there with you. Hello. Never been a time. Never been a moment. Hello. God said it. I remember he said it, and I'll never forget it, and I'm going to walk the good life. It's time to shout about what's going on. It's time to raise our voice and say, thank you, Lord. It's going to be like you said. My life is good and my future is bright. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody stand and praise the Lord. Thank God. We remember what he said. We'll never forget it. We'll live by the word. The word of God that comes out of our mouth, we'll live by it. I don't know about you, but I've preached myself happy. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Anthony, you got anything you want to say?
Hallelujah. Well, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. What did he do?
He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Oh, I'm going to praise his name. He said it's just the same.
Singing that song and he's running in place. And I look over here and I see something over here shout. Hallelujah. You can't get excited without having a little bit of emotion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all feel what I feel up here? I don't know, but the anointing's strong up here. You can do a little jig. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. He don't allow them to have the Holy Ghost meeting. Yeah, I allow a Holy Ghost meeting when it's the Holy Ghost that's doing it, and you're not singing 45 times to get it to happen, or you're not having to pump and prime to get somebody to shout. Hey, I didn't have to prime any of you. Y'all were all ready to shout. Hallelujah. That's when it's real. And it's not pumped up. Oh, well. That's another one of my pet peeves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like a good Holy Ghost meeting, but I want it to be the Holy Ghost and not somebody pumping and priming until somebody finally moves and then another moves and then everybody says, well, I guess we better get in. Hey. Hallelujah. Anybody get anything out of this morning?